I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe below for more ghoulish tales. Welcome, everybody, back to the Dark Forest. Tonight's tales are three encounters of dogmen. I hope that you brought some type of weaponry, because all I brought was some nachos.
Let's get spooky.
I live in Western Alaska. For privacy reasons, I'm not going to get too detailed on the specific location where I'm from, but just know that I'm in Alaska. That's all I'll say. I am an avid hunter. When it's that season, that's my time. Outside of that, I work a normal 9-to-5 job just like everybody else. But hunting is my passion. It's the best hobby a man could have. I mean, a real man. I've hunted and killed nearly every species of animal out here that is sported. Primarily for myself speaking, it would have to be the Alaskan moose, the black-tailed deer, the barren ground caribou, Alaskan Peninsula brown bear, and so on. There's just too many to list, but those are primarily the ones I usually hunt for. When I hunt, I don't just pack up my gear on a Friday afternoon and spend the day there and then have coffee and go home. No, when I hunt, I'm there from the break of day until it gets dark. There is this one rule that the locals had passed on to me when I first moved out to Alaska years ago. No matter how good of a hunter you are, never, and I repeat, never stay in the woods past dark. Do not spend the night hunting these nocturnal creatures, because you'll be the one being hunted. Now I know that may seem silly to some, but it really is the truth. A truth that I learned the hard way. Let me explain. This happened last September last year, in 2019, which is right peak in the middle of hunting season. This is 100% true. I am originally from northern Montana, so I'm used to the cold, and I've been hunting all my life. It's been a tradition that's been passed down from father to son for generations in my family. Now, I usually always go hunting alone. Sometimes I'll go with my buddy Bob. He's actually my neighbor and my best friend. I asked him to go with me this particular time last year, but he told me that he had to work. I was actually off this certain Friday. I don't remember exactly why I was off on that Friday, because I don't remember requesting the time off, but I was off, so the offer was there, but I ended up just going by myself. I had my rifle, my ammunition. I had gotten dressed and ate a hearty breakfast, tucked away my Bowie knife, And of course, just a few other essentials like water and things of that nature that I would use while I was out there throughout the day. There's a particular place that I really enjoy going to. And that's where I went. After I'd parked my truck and I made my hike into the woods, I took a 10-minute quick lunch and just relaxed and enjoyed the surroundings before I began my hunting. Fast forward a few hours. I mean, today was dead. There was nothing going on, hunting-wise at least. This was weird. Usually, I'm done within a few hours, but I feel like I've accomplished absolutely nothing. I've been out here all day, and I've barely even seen a buck. What's going on? I thought to myself. The surrounding brush and trees were thick, but not thick enough for me to notice that the sun was setting, and I was pretty deep in the woods by this point. I decided maybe it was time for me to turn around and start heading back to my truck. I don't want to be out here when it's dark. I didn't want to be out here in the dark, not because of what the locals had warned me about, but simply for the fact that I wasn't prepared to sleep overnight out here in the woods. I didn't bring a tent, I didn't bring anything of that nature. I'm not very superstitious. I don't believe in most of that mumbo-jumbo stuff that people be telling me. Not unless I see it with my own two eyes. Well, all that was just about to change. I was following my tracks, heading in the direction back to my truck, when I started hearing things in the woods around me. It wasn't just my left, nor my right, nor behind me. It sounded like it was coming from all directions, which totally creeped me out. What the hell was that? I said out loud to myself. I stopped in my tracks and spun around. There was nobody there. What the hell was laughing? Was it laughing at me? Who's there? Show yourself. You shouldn't be creeping on people that are hunting. You know that's not very safe to do, sir. Hello? Who's out there? Silence. No one or nothing responded to any of my shouts. It was as if I was just talking to myself. All became silent in the woods surrounding me. Not even the crickets were chiming. I suddenly had the weird urge that I was being watched. But by who or what? This has never happened to me before. This was a new experience for me, and I've been doing this for over 15 years. I was creeped the hell out at this point. All I wanted to do at this point was get the hell out of these woods and back to my truck to get home. I've had enough of this bullshit, whatever it is. I don't want any part of it.
Where are you going?
What? It echoed all around me. I slowed my pace and looked to my left and right again, but still, nothing was near me. Whoever the hell you are, just stop! Where are you?
I'm right here.
I didn't even have enough time to fully turn around to see this beast latch onto me with its arms. It sank its large teeth into the corner of my right shoulder. I screamed out of pain and misery and surprise all at once. This thing was huge, at least 6.5 feet tall. It all happened so fast. I was struggling not to lose my balance on my feet because I knew if I fell down, this big beast of whatever the hell it was would have definitely taken my life quickly. I hunched over, so painful. I screamed and shook and tried to squeeze out of its large grips, but I could not. I inched my fingers to my Bowie knife on my belt and finally gripped the handle. I knew I only had one shot at this beast. I quickly rammed the knife between my arm and my rib cage into the beast's chest behind me. It let out a horrific howl that almost made my ears bleed. It released its grip, and I fell forward onto a nearby bush. My shirt was covered in blood between my arms. I must have sliced myself during the process. No, I wasn't cut at all. It was the blood from its teeth marks and its razor-sharp claws around my wrists. Still, I was injured. I needed help, and fast. I kneeled down and grabbed my rifle from the ground. I spun around to shoot at it, but whatever it was gone. The only evidence of a struggle was the blood on the dirt. I grabbed my cell phone from my jeans pocket and dialed my friend. I explained what had happened to me. I told him if I needed help, I needed an ambulance or for someone to drive me to the nearby hospital, and fast. I felt like I was losing a lot of blood as my energy was slowly fading. I know what you're thinking. Why didn't you just call the police for an ambulance? Well, the police don't know where I was hunting. Bob knows where I go. Plus, he didn't work too far from where this was. Bob was there within the next 30 minutes. I met him at the parking lot, barely able to stand as I leaned against the corner of the back bed of my truck. He rushed me to the hospital. I tried to answer as many questions as I could, but I know deep down he didn't really want to believe what I was telling him, but he did. Like I said, that happened last year. I don't go hunting anymore, and I refuse to go anywhere near those woods. Have you ever heard of the Dogman Hotel? Neither have I. That was until I witnessed it for myself. The location of this mysterious hotel is set to be haunted. It's in the northeastern corner of Colorado. I won't give any specifics because I don't think it's my place to. That, and honestly, I don't remember. I was a kid when this happened. But I still remember most of it like it was yesterday. Like a bad dream. I remember we were on this road trip up north to Sydney, Nebraska to visit some family. We had been on the road for over 8 hours and my parents were extremely tired. We stumbled upon this hotel on the way towards the borderline. I remember the building looking very dark and creepy. Almost like a castle in some way. Very old. The driveway to this hotel was completely private from the main road. The trees were so densely thick, it was like 50-foot walls barricaded you towards the entrance of the hotel. I just remember staring out the window and seeing something in the woods on our way up there. I thought I saw glowing eyes in the brush, but it must have been just my imagination. I didn't pay it any mind. Like I said, I was a kid, and I already had a wild imagination as it was. But I still remember seeing that when we first pulled up. It was good that they pulled out and got a hotel that night because it rained hard that night. There was some freak storm that nobody was aware of that just swooped through right in the area. The rain was so hard. You could hear it landing on the roof. You could hear it landing outside on the ground. The wind was winding around everything. You could hear it whistling in your ears. My parents were long past asleep. It was probably around 10:30 at night by this time. I couldn't sleep. I kept hearing howls and stuff outside. I was kind of creeped out after I saw those eyes in the brush from earlier that evening. I kept hearing these clapping noises coming from somewhere inside our room. This was a large room. These were like old school rooms, so they were almost like apartments in some way. Very fancy yet old. It's really hard to explain, but it was just larger than what we're usually used to. But I'm sure because of the location, it was probably fairly cheap. I know, I thought, you're just psyching yourself out, go to sleep. But in my gut, I knew I was right. There was something out there. Maybe more than one thing, who knows? The wind got louder, and I started hearing the clapping sounds even harder now. I got up out of my bed and put on my slippers. I started hearing what sounded like some wild dogs barking. Then the wind started to die down. I walked over to the counter and grabbed the room key, put it in my pocket, and opened our room door. As soon as I opened our door, the sounds were twice as loud as before. Whatever was bothering me was somewhere outside in this hallway somewhere. Sure, I was scared. More confused than anything. I wanted to figure out what that noise was so I could finally get some sleep. I slowly closed the door, not trying to wake my parents. I made a left-hand turn in the hallway and slowly crept towards the edge of the wall. I quickly glanced back to see what the door number was, that way I would know which room was ours when I went back. Our room was number 7. That dang banging noise, the clapping, it was really loud at this point, and I noticed, finally, what it was. At the far end of the hallway on the 2nd floor where our room was a large glass window. As I approached it, I noticed that the wooden doors were wide open, and that's what was flinging back and forth from the heavy wind from the rain. I leaned forward, trying to grab the wooden handles to close the damn window. And that's when I saw it. This large black bear-looking wolf, I don't know. It was just standing there in the middle of the tree line, just standing up like a man on its back two hind legs, just staring directly at me in the window. Its eyes were like a bright amber yellow, almost like a reflection of a cat from a light. I can't explain it. This thing was pure blackness. It looked like a dog, but it looked like a man too. You must remember, I was still a child when I witnessed this, so I'm going off of a memory of like 15 years ago, but it still gives me nightmares. This thing was larger than my papa, and my papa's pretty big. This was more like a beast, a creature, something that you would read in a fairy tale. As soon as the lightning flashed the sky again, the thing was gone. It had completely disappeared from sight. 1 second it was there, and as soon as the flash came on again, it was gone. Nothing but cold winds and rain. I stood there in shock. My arms were getting wet from the wind and rain as I was still gripping on to the wooden handles on the door. I closed both doors and locked the window, slowly walking backwards, still stunned from what I had seen. I must have walked backwards the whole way back to my room. I swear, my whole body was shaking. It probably took me about 10 tries to open the dang knob. I walked inside slowly, still stunned by what I had witnessed. I closed the door and locked it, not caring if they heard me at this point. I wanted to wake them up. I wanted to tell them what I'd saw. They woke up and turned on the lights, rubbing their eyes, asking what the hell I was doing out of my room. I told them everything. It took a few tries, as I was just mumbling and just so erratic, I just couldn't calm down. I was freaked the hell out. I just wanted to expose and to let it all out at once, and it was just too much for my little mind to handle. I couldn't grasp what I had witnessed. Eventually, I calmed down and explained the whole situation, beginning from what I originally saw when we first pulled up to the hotel that morning. And of course, they didn't believe me. Oh, silly boy. You were just having a nightmare. Our little Billy. He thought he saw a wolf. A wolf man. A dog man. You're so silly. I am now 28, and I've done some research on my own. I found that hotel. It's no longer in service, of course. But I've read a lot of forums of other people seeing what I had seen. It is such a relief knowing that I'm not the only one who has seen things out there. I am not crazy. I was visiting my grandpa in Montana last winter. We always go out there for the holidays because it snows so much and it's so beautiful out there. My grandfather has a nice little two-bedroom cabin out there in the mountains. He's definitely not a city folk by any means. He is definitely introverted, and that's saying it nicely. Anyways, we were going to be out there for 2 weeks. I want to say the first week was just normal. It was great. We had hot cocoa by the fireplace. We stayed up listening to Christmas music and helped him decorate his tree in the living room. It was wonderful. He has two big St. Bernard dogs in the backyard, which I'm not sure why he picked those. I'm more of a pit bull person myself, but they were big softies and lovable dogs, if anything. They were just gorgeous. To give a visual, if you ever saw the 90s movie Beethoven, they looked just like that. My grandmother passed away last year, so it was just my grandpa and his two dogs at this point. I think the dogs were just there to keep him company, if anything. But the part I want to make out is that we're not sure if my grandmother had passed away, in all honesty. It's really a mystery. She disappeared. She was out hiking in the woods with one of the St. Bernard dogs, and hours upon hours had went by. She never came home. The dog came back with a leash, alone. The police and officials came out, and even neighboring farms came out, helped trying to search the forest for her, but nothing. Her tracks just stopped, disappeared. They never found my grandmother. Probably some wolves or maybe a bear got her, or who knows. They never found any blood either, so there's really no explanation at all for what happened to my grandmother. But according to my grandfather, he believes that she is gone. It's kind of a touchy subject, so I'd rather not get into it, to be honest. After Christmas, we only had a couple of days left before we were flying back to California. On one of those last remaining mornings, I don't remember which day it was, to be honest with you, I decided to go on a hike. I love going on hikes. I can't stand running, but I could hike for hours, and plus the scenery out in Montana is breathtaking. It's gorgeous. There's a reason why most of the Western movies are filmed out in Montana. It truly is God's country. I packed a little lunch, and I had my Bowie knife with me, just in case I come across any coyotes or any types of snakes or whatever. You know, just in case. I mean, we are out here in the wilderness. I had a bottle of water with me, as I would sip it periodically throughout my walk. The weather was great. It was definitely on the chilly side. Very cold. But it's okay. I was dressed for the weather. The snow was high, thick, and soft. I absolutely love the snow. I love everything about winter time. I swear, I live in California, but my soul is somewhere else. The sun was out without a cloud in the sky, yet it was extremely cold nonetheless. Perfect, I thought to myself. I had my inhaler with me, as I do have a slight case of asthma, and being that the elevation is pretty high out there where my grandpa lived, the air is thinner than usual. It was a beautiful, breathtaking hike. I was walking back towards my grandfather's cabin when I started hearing things around me. At first, I thought maybe it was just some rodents or something scavenging for food somewhere on the snowbed. Maybe crawling up some trees, maybe some squirrels looking for a nut. Who knows? I didn't pay it any mind. The forest carries many forms of life. But this time, it carried life that I was unaware of. I swear in the distance behind me, I heard something calling my name, almost whispering it.
Brandon. Brandon.
I stopped for a second and turned around. There was nobody there. I shrugged it off. Maybe my grandfather was screaming out for me, and for some reason, I thought it was behind me, which made utterly no sense at all, but I didn't think too much of it. I was just eager to get back and get out of the snow and get warm.
Hey!
That was it. I turned around and saw it. There was this large, black, furry silhouette of something at least 20 meters away from me in the wilderness. It was hiding behind some brush and a large tree trunk sticking out of the ground. It was almost like it was playing peekaboo or something, the way it was angled from outside of the back of the tree bark. It had pointy ears and glowing amber eyes. It looked like a wolf, but it wasn't. It was standing straight up, hunched over. Judging by its height, it was definitely taller than I was. I've never seen anything like it before. Hell, animals don't speak. I was frozen in shock. What the hell is that? Finally, after a stare down about 20 seconds or so, of course I'm not counting, fight or flight mode kicked in. I turned around and started running through the snow as fast as possible back to my grandpa's cabin, screaming at the top of my lungs, trying to get anyone's attention at this point, just in case if this thing caught up to me. To my benefit, I don't believe this thing was chasing me. More like taunting me. I reached my cabin in a couple of minutes, rushed inside, and told everybody what I had saw. Of course, my mom and dad didn't believe me. Hell, I wouldn't have believed me either. My grandfather was silent, with his arms crossed in front of his chest. He replied, as he walked over to the fireplace and grabbed his rifle from above the fireplace.
Whoa, where are you going, Grandpa?
I'm gonna go see what you're talking about outside, he replied. You guys stay here. As he walked out the door and shut the door behind him. My heart was still racing. I was still extremely paranoid and scared at the same time. Now, I was freaked out and worried for my grandfather's safety. Whatever that thing was even bigger than he was, I swear. About 15 minutes had passed, and my grandfather walks back inside the cabin and locks the door behind him. He sat down next to me, holding his rifle in his right hand. Well, listen up, everybody. We're going to be staying here for the night. Now, Brandon, I didn't find any monster or man-wolf thing that you were talking about, but I'm not saying I do not believe you. No one truly knows what life truly exists in the forest. There's always new species that are being discovered throughout time. I will say this, though, for your benefit. I did find some very unusual large tracks out in the snow in the direction that you pointed to from the window. I've never seen tracks like that before. I've no idea what type of animal those belong to. So, I believe you. Listen up, everybody. Let's just relax and just not overthink this situation. Let's cook an early dinner tonight, watch a movie, and then I'll take you guys to the airport tomorrow. Nothing to worry about. Let's just not go outside, just to be safe. Everyone agreed. The night was normal, aside from the howls. I hope that everybody enjoyed the three encounters of Dogman's stories tonight. They definitely creeped me the hell out. I know that much. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share it with your friends. Spread me like butter on all your social media accounts. And we'll see you next time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.